This is Dabu 7, and the questions are swirling. Are we seeing a type of hybrid warfare being rolled out right now before our eyes out here on the world stage? I've said it before, we've got so many different war fronts right now that it equals world war. So many different countries fighting within one front, like Ukraine. And then you've got places like Israel fighting all over the place around them. Well, right after the United States issued that Ukraine could use these Western-backed missiles to shoot into Russia, literally just hours after this happened, we've seen a cable get severed, an undersea cable. It was the BCS East-West Interlink connecting Lithuania and Sweden. It was severed on the 17th, just hours after the Biden administration authorized the use of those missiles on the 16th. Then, on the 18th, the Sea Lion 1 cable, which links Finland and Germany, was also cut. Now, when looking at the map, you can see where these two locations are. And it looks like the culprit has been busted, because from the satellite imagery and also from all the other data that they have collected, it shows that China's bulk carrier, the Yiping 3, was anchored suspiciously in international waters near the sites of both of these cable cuts. Our military now saying that they believe that Russia and China are responsible for this, and that China dropped the anchors on the ship and they drug it across these lines, destroying them in both locations. What this does is this severs the communication link between NATO allies throughout this whole region. People just hearing about these cables being broke and not thinking much of it and pushing on. But it is a huge move. They say that this cripples NATO. And what it could have ultimately done here is delayed any bigger war from spreading or happening, because now they got to deal with this. They've got to get this fixed. They cannot communicate properly throughout the whole Baltic region. So this may be a short-term situation, but this is one that definitely goes into the favor of China and Russia, and it looks like indeed they did this. And it's like open. It's out in the open. They can't deny their ship was there in terms of China. And I'm sure once all the evidence starts to pile up, you're going to see that this is a move that they made, and this is indeed a hybrid warfare type of move that they were not expecting. Will they be able to get all this fixed before Trump gets in office and all that? I don't know. But even though Trump is talking peace on all these fronts out here, remember, he's targeting China head on in the open big time, especially with huge tariffs and things like that. So where this goes from here, yet to be seen. One thing's for sure, it's escalated to this point, and it looks like Russia, China are the culprits without a doubt to do this, because NATO wouldn't go down here and sever these lines, to me, just to say, oh, they did it and have an excuse to go after them. They could have done something totally different. Any kind of other false flag type of event, this is going to take time and money, and it severs their communications between posts for NATO. So it just makes no sense for them to do it, whatever, in like a false flag type of thing. They're literally crippled right now, and it's a huge move. Big moves could happen. You wonder why drones are popping up all over the place in this region, or UAPs, UFOs, whatever you want to call them. I highly doubt these things are drones, classic drones that are popping up over the military installations, because they can't track them. They don't know where they came from, where they're going. They don't look like and act like drones. And you either have a predator drone that flies like a rocket and a missile that has wings and fins and flies in a straight line. It can't hover. Or you have the DJI type of drone that does hover, but those have very small gas tanks and battery life. They don't go as far as predator type drones. And it just makes no sense that they don't know where this is coming from, and they keep appearing over our bases. So I think it's all tied in together, if you ask me. I will continue to update on this as I get information. Join me on the live shows going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu 77. Make sure to hit that subscribe button as well. Much love.